Praise the Lord and good morning.
Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good. God is on the throne and God is in charge. Get that in your spirit. God is in charge and we thank God for Jesus. We pray that you are well this morning. We thank God for all of our listeners. We thank God for those of you that are listening in from Africa, South Africa, Venezuela, Germany, even from Russia. We thank God for you, Ukraine. Yes, we are praying for you. We thank God for all of our listeners, Father God. We thank you right now for you, and you. Yes, God is good. Those in Denver, Colorado, we thank God for you. Those that are listening in from Arizona, also from Ukraine, we thank you again. We thank you, thank you, thank you. God is truly a God that could do anything but fail. Those that are listening in from New York City, thank you, Jesus, and Brooklyn, New York. Praise God. We thank God for you, for those that are listening from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My God, God is truly good. We thank God for the prayers that are being sent up from Puerto Rico. Thank you, Puerto Rico. Listening in, we thank God for all of you that are listening in from Puerto Rico. We have gotten some good prayer requests, and we are definitely praying for you, you, and you. We thank God for all of those that are listening in from Miami, Florida, Sister Jill and Dr. Ronald. We thank God for you. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman. We thank God for those that are listening in from South Carolina, Pastor Loretta. We are praying for you and your Bethel Church, your Holiness Church. We thank God for you and also for Daisy Johnson and Stacy Johnson. We thank God for all of you that are listening in from South Carolina. Diane, we are praying for you as you travel to visit your daughter in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, we are praying for Atlanta, Georgia, Kobe Green and Brandon Green in California. We are praying for you. Those of you that are in your travels that are going to visit your moms and your spiritual moms and those that have been like a mother to you, we thank God for those that have been blessed over and over with someone in your life that have blessed you as a mother. And we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Truly, God is on the throne. Those are just a couple of the prayer requests that we're just calling out this morning. We're going to call some more out in a few minutes. Yes, this is your chief apostle with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. And thank God for a power hour of prayer. Yes, Archbishop Alamasi, we are praying for you and your blessed king. Yes, we are praying for King Alamasi. We are praying for our Queen Peggy, who is now King Peggy. We are praying for you also in Silver Spring, Maryland, who is the king of a village in Africa. So we thank God for you. Dr. Alberta V. Montgomery, yes, we are praying for you in Global Bible University. Yes, we are ready for our scripture reading this morning, and we want to thank God for our sponsors, Ms. Shanita Kelly, Ms. Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors. She's waiting for your call. If you're in the market of purchasing a new home, selling your home, want to know about grant money and funds that are available to you, they got some very, very good bargains right now, especially for first-time home buyers. So it's your season now. They said the property values are going up and the prices are going up, but you know what? It's your season to purchase that property that you have been looking for, that property that you have been having a desire. Maybe it's on your vision board. So call Shanita Kelly. Yes, call Shanita Kelly, our Christian realtor, who will pray with you and for you with either making that sale or selling the property that you're now living in. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly at 443-854-0977. Shanita Kelly is the person you need to call. Truly a woman of God. And your purchase will be a blessing and not a burden. Thank you, God, for Shanita Kelly, 443-854-0977. Give her a call today, and she will definitely hook you up with Jesus. All right, so we thank God for Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines, and your celebrating people, moms, and he's just a blessing to the community, giving out fresh fruits and vegetables. You can give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines at 443-449-3631. You have individuals traveling from around the world. He's a master electrician. Thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines, and God bless you and your beautiful wife, and happy Mother's Day to her also. God is truly good. Again, you can give Dr. David Gaines a call if you're ever in Maryland at 443-449-3631. All right, Dr. David Gaines, master electrician. You're ever in Baltimore, Maryland, call him up, amen, and he will set you up and hook you up real good. Also, he's a master electrician on his staff that's there with him. Master electrician and also a barber is there also with Dr. David Gaines at 2013 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. But you got to give him a call. He's operating according to CDC guidelines, and he is doing what is right and pleasing, acceptable in the eyesight of God. Let him know you're here on a power hour of prayer. Again, his number is 443-449-3631. You got to get an appointment, and he's definitely going to hook you up with that blessed hairstyle. We thank Dr. David Gaines also for blessing our community with fresh fruits and vegetables, also pastry and baked goods. Thank you, Dr. David Gaines. And don't forget about our family tree. Our family tree is raising up families, men, women, boys, and girls. The family tree is the place for you. Has excellent respite service. If mom or dad need to take a break, go to the barbershop, get a haircut, want to go shopping, want to go spend time with your girls, with your men friends, go like the family tree offers free respite services, okay? You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to look for a babysitter. Free respite service. You have to get the children there at 2108 North Charles Street in Baltimore, Maryland. Isn't that a blessing that you could take a break? Yes, sometimes moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, foster parents, you need a break too. So the Family Tree is offering that free respite service at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And we thank God for that resource. It's truly a blessing to each and every one of us. And they're not just babysitting your child. They're teaching your children, working with your children. And we thank God for that blessing. The Family Tree, nonprofit organization, we thank God for the board that is there that are keeping this facility open for our families and our loved ones, raising up families, parenting groups, support groups. Our helpline is available to you. We thank God for the family tree. And you can always give them a call at 410-889-2300. God bless you, Patricia Barger, Dr. Pat Crone, and that staff at the Family Tree nonprofit organization. We thank God for those millionaires that are keeping this facility open to bless families all over the state of Maryland. And you know what? It's a national organization. So we thank God for the Family Tree. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. You're listening to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer with the Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. And again, I want to give out that address where you can send in your prayer request. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, that's P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We want your prayer request. We want to hear from you. Write to us. If you'd like to have that anointed prayer rug, write to us and let us know that you like to have the anointed prayer rug. We've prayed over this rug, laid hands over this rug. We ask God to bless it for healing, for deliverance, prosperity, peace, love, happiness, joy. We've prayed and laid hands over our prayer rugs. If you'd like to request a prayer rug, write to us at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart with you this morning. We want to hear from you. God is good. And we thank God for all the prayer requests we're receiving, because Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries pray around the clock. We've been praying around the clock for over 25 years. Isn't God good? So we thank God for you, you, and you. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer can do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. And the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to be obedient to the word of God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, my people, you and I, Christians, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven and heal the land. Uh-huh. We got to seek God's face about every situation that we're going through, everything that we're going through in this day and this time. Seek God's face. Amen. If my people who are called by my name, Christians, turn from their wicked ways. Uh-huh. All right. Judgment begin in the house of God first. That's where he's going first, in the house of God. The Christians. Amen. Thank God he calls us his people. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise, glory be to God. Psalm 91, our protection psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be in thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And I believe it's going to be long and healthy. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. That's the word of the Lord. Our protection song, Psalm 91. Read it every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, even for your snack. Psalm 91. There's no calories in the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. That could be your snack. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord. I like that. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Thank you, Jesus. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Job 11 and 17. Amen. The word of God, I'm telling you, the word of God is powerful. It is powerful. Let's go to Job 11, 17. All right, turn those pages. Amen. 11, 17. And thine aid shall be clearer than the noonday. And thine aid shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth thou shalt be as the morning. And I love the morning, y'all. I don't know about y'all. Thank you, Jesus. I love the morning, early in the morning. It's fresh. It's clean. Thank you, Jesus, for the morning. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, let's get that right, the meek, praise God, shall inherit, there's that word again, but the meek shall inherit the earth. Meek does not mean that you're weak. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Get that in your spirit. Abundance of peace. We know that in the book of John, it tells us, let not your heart be troubled. Look at Psalm 37. The wicked plotteth against the just and garnish upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and say such as the upright in conversation, their sword shall enter in their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. My God, what a word. For the alms of the wicked shall be broken. This is the word of the Lord. For the alms of the alms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Upholding the righteous. Look at Job again. Have you considered my servant Job? Look at Job. Go to the 38th chapter of Job. Look at Job again. 38th chapter of Job, 15th verse. 38th chapter of Job, 15th verse. And I love reading out of my Bible because I can mark these in my Bible. 38:15. Praise God. And from the wicked, their light is withholding, and the high arms shall be broken. That's the word of the Lord. That's Job 38:15. Let me see what it says in Job 10:15. Let me see what's saying there. God is speaking to us this morning. Job chapter 10:15. If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore see thou my affliction. Job 10:15. The word of the Lord. And if we go to verse 14, it says, if I sin, then thou makest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from my iniquity. That book of Job is powerful. Have you considered my servant Job? They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, in the days of famine. They shall be satisfied. Psalm 37. Let's back up to 18 again. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. There's that word, inherit again. Inheritance shall be forever. Inheritance shall be forever. That is the word of the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 31. Let me check that out. Psalm 31, okay? We speak, God is speaking to us this morning, and we thank God for Jesus. God is in the blessing business. Yes, he is. Amen. Glory be to God. He's in the blessing business. And to thy hands I commend my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O God of truth. That's what he said on that cross. And to thy hands I commend my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord of truth. The word of God is true and powerful. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37, verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 18. Forever. Your inheritance shall be forever. Let's go to Psalm 35 again this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Call on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Draw out thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confronted and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as the chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. My God, my God, my God. Let destruction come upon him at his unawareness, and let his net that he have hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. Watch out, President Putin. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in its salvation. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Psalm 35. Read it. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. Your soul should be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Uh-huh. Get that in your spirit. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Get that in your spirit this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's being blessed. Thank you, Jesus, with the word of God. And we thank you, God, for your word. May it penetrate the heart, mind, and spirits of your people. Power our prayers, praying for total healing. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. Thank you, Jesus. We talked yesterday about the power in the name Jesus. We talked about calling on the name Jesus Christ. Call on the name Jesus Christ. Calling on the name Jesus Christ invokes a miracle consciousness. I want you to get this in your spirit this morning. A school teacher climbed on a high ladder to take down a holiday decoration in her classroom. Suddenly, she lost her balance and fell headfirst into the hard cement floor. On the way down, she decreed, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, and then blacking out. Her doctors were puzzled because the position in which she had her head hit the hard cement floor, she should have had permanent brain damages or injuries, but she only had temporary bruises and imbalance in her equilibrium. which cleared up quickly as she continued daily decreeing that Jesus Christ was healing her. And this is what we have to do, brothers and sisters, declare and decree that Jesus Christ is healing me. She proved that there's a miracle healing power in his name. And we talked about that yesterday. There's something about that name, Jesus. Though we have often felt that the name Jesus Christ had spiritual and mystical meaning, we have usually doubted that it had practical result getting or meaning in our daily affairs. And though this false assumption, we have missed many of our life's daily blessings. Yes, you and I have missed a lot of our daily blessings. Let me go over that again. Though we have often felt that the name Jesus Christ had spiritual and mystical meaning, we have usually doubted that it had practical result getting meaning in our daily lives. And through this false assumption, we have missed many of life's daily blessings. We don't want you missing any more your daily blessings. Because God is in the blessing business. And he wants to bless you, my sisters and my brothers. Yes, he wants to bless you this morning. That's the kind of God that we serve. Even in the midst of your trials and your tribulations. He said we're going to have trials and tribulations. He said it's going to be easy now. But even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, God still wants to bless you. Hallelujah. That's a hallelujah moment. God wants to bless you. One of the most powerful decrees you can ever pray amid a daily situation of inharmony, friction, tension, or troublesome people is the decree, Jesus Christ is here producing perfect results. We talked about that yesterday. Jesus Christ is in this situation producing perfect results because we serve a perfect God. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But Jesus Christ is here producing perfect results in the courtroom, on your job, in your home, in the grocery store, at your friend's house, all around your enemies. Jesus Christ is in this conversation producing perfect results. Jesus Christ is in this power hour of prayer producing perfect results. Jesus Christ is in this kitchen with you while you're cooking, producing perfect results. Jesus Christ is with me on this airplane, producing perfect results. Jesus Christ is with me on the train, producing perfect results. Jesus Christ is with me as I pay my bills, write out my checks, producing perfect results. Jesus Christ is with me wherever I go, producing perfect results. That's why you can have a smile on your face this morning. That's why you can praise God this morning. Decree and declare that Jesus Christ is here producing perfect results. As you drive to work this morning, Jesus Christ is with me in this car, on this road, in this street, producing perfect results. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And you feel the atmosphere just change. Set the atmosphere. Jesus Christ is here producing perfect results. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, it is better to prove the Christ presence in little things in your minute work a day world first, and then graduate into proving the power of this name and more profound ways. Start off with the little thing. Amen. A lot of times we don't wait for something major. But start off with the little thing and watch God move in your life. Every hour, every moment, every second, Jesus Christ is producing perfect results. Right here, right now, as we speak, as you listen, as you hear with your ears and listen with your heart, Jesus Christ is producing perfect results. And my brothers and sisters, I know I got some listeners on the line. I know I got Minister Sharon. I know I have Sister Jill. Oh, my God, I know I got Apostle Mary Edwards and Apostle Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore. We have some writers that are listening in this morning, those of you that love writing. And I know that you're in total agreement with this. Archbishop Alamasi, I know you're all in agreement with this. Write out Jesus Christ prayers. Amen. Write the vision. Make it plain. I recall one sitting in church study one Sunday morning, planning my message for that day and realizing that there was not enough people to help out with it, the work that we had planned to do. I needed a fast typist to do some special work that that day. I wrote out on a card this decree: Jesus Christ now manifests the perfect typist to produce this work quickly. That was before we even got the computers. Within an hour, a young lady came in, not walking, but running into the church. Breathless, she said, "Here I am." While having breakfast, I suddenly had the feeling you needed me, she said. "What shall I do?" Thank God for this evangelist, Janet. Thank God for her. I said, "Can you type?" She said, "Yes, I can." She worked as a typist many years. I never knew it. In another instance, I tried to work for weeks to get a repairman for some work that needed to be done in some of my parishioners' homes. Prayed about it. I began to decree and declare, Jesus Christ is here, making the perfect repairs now. Then I began to write down the words in my book of affirmations, in my blessing book. A great sense of peace descended over me, and I released the matter to Jesus. The next morning, quite early, there was a knock at the door, praise God, and the repairman quickly did what had been promised to do weeks before. Isn't God good? Decree and declare, and I'm telling you, you get results from the Almighty God. Write the vision and make it plain, my sisters and my brothers. Picture Jesus Christ. Along with calling on the name Jesus Christ verbally and also writing out the name Jesus Christ, you can invoke a miracle consciousness by picturing him at work in every situation that bothers you, producing perfect results. Whatever it is that you're going through, picture Jesus as you write out his name. See Jesus as you invoke him with a miracle that you need to have done or take place in your situation. Picture him producing perfect results. My sisters and brothers, lots of times we can always talk about the negative. We can picture bad things happening before they even happen, and a lot of times they're not even going to happen anyway. But it's easy for us to picture the negative. We got to have a different mindset. Picture the positive. Perfect results. Jesus Christ at work in this situation. Not thy will, not my will, but thy will be done, Jesus Christ. Picturing him at work in every situation that bothers you, producing perfect results. There's a tremendous power in picturing Jesus Christ working for you and with you. Thank you, Lord. Reverend Dr. Maybell Hickman mentioned that her son's friend said that they saw her walking down the street talking to herself. She indicated to her son, "I'm talking to Jesus." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. She said, "Tell your friends, I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to Jesus." And I could imagine her as she walked down the streets of Baltimore, picturing Jesus in front of her, in the back, on the left, and on the right. A conversation with Jesus. Isn't that a blessing? He's right there with you. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. He's right there with you. He's not no far off distant place. He's right there with you, my brothers and my sisters. Picture Jesus Christ right there in your bedroom, in your kitchen, in your club basement, in your car with you this morning, as you ride the train this morning, as you walk the streets or walk your gardens or walk in your areas where you may go and just go to your garden alone, on the beach. Yes, someone's walking the beach right now listening. Thank you right now, those of you that are on the beach listening. Thank you, Holy Spirit, those in Peru. Thank you for listening. Picture Jesus walking with you, him at work in every situation that bothers you, producing perfect results. There's tremendous power in picturing Jesus Christ working for you and with you. I want you to hear this. A successful businessman was once asked the secret of his success after his business suddenly boomed. He explained that when he had business engagement, he would always spend a few minutes beforehand quietly thinking about that appointment, declaring that Jesus Christ was in charge, not you. When you go and apply for that job, when you go and experience something you've never experienced before, Jesus Christ is at work in you, if you allow him to. Declaring that Jesus Christ is in charge, producing the perfect results for all concerned. He would then behold the Christ in the people with whom he was to do business. See the Christ in people. Behold the Christ in people. You want to be a successful businessman, successful businesswoman, successful actor, successful actress, successful writer, author? Picture Jesus Christ in those situations with you. He said he would try literally to see the Christ in the faces of the people involved. Isn't that awesome? He would go and want to see the face of Jesus Christ in the people that's involved. Get that in your spirit. The people that you are involved in, picture seeing the face of Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow. What a word. What a nugget. That's a gold nugget. Picture seeing Jesus Christ in the face of your children. Picture seeing Jesus Christ in the face of your husband, your wife. Picture seeing Jesus Christ in your boss. Picture seeing Jesus Christ in your landlord. Picture seeing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And your pastor. Picture seeing Jesus Christ in your neighbor's face. Picture seeing Jesus Christ. That's a revelation. That's a revelation. Yes, it is a revelation. This man said that by picturing the Christ at work in the situation and people, his success had been so marked that he had noticed that always a splendid congeniality was felt between himself and his clients. Picture seeing Jesus Christ and the face of those that you're going to talk with this morning, today, tomorrow. By picturing the Christ at work among them, deep friendships develop. And even with new clients, it seems that they'd always known each other, even at their first business meeting. Watch out. Watch out. Watch God move in those situations. If you will spend 10 minutes a day picturing the Christ at work in your business affairs, family affairs, in other situations, or in personalities that concern you for whom you are praying, the results will amaze, delight, and surprise you. Watch out, my sisters and my brothers. Wow. The results will amaze, delight, and surprise you if you spend 10 minutes a day picturing the Christ at work. Christ at work, not you. Picturing the Christ at work in your business affairs, family affairs, and in other situations. or in personalities that concern you for whom you are praying. There may be some folk with some personalities that you say, where in the world they come from. Picture Christ in that person, with that negative personality. Picture Christ in that person, with that personality that's always causing confusion. Picture Christ in that person that's always disagreeing with you. Picture Christ in that situation. And you'll be amazed and surprised and delighted and blessed above and beyond measure. Picture Christ, not that situation. Picture Christ in that person. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. God is good all the time. If it is hard for you to mentally behold the Christ at work in a situation, then get a picture of Jesus Christ and look at it. Anytime you feel upset, confused, disturbed, look at the picture of Jesus Christ, and you will begin to feel peaceful and powerful again. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Picture Jesus Christ in that situation. We worship God in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. The physical presence of Jesus Christ. He's there with you. Can you feel his spirit with you? His physical presence. He's right there with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what you're going through this morning, if someone's going through a trying time right now, don't know what to do, what to say, picture Jesus Christ right there with you, physically. He's standing there right there with you in profile. His face is right there looking at you. Just as you picture the picture of Jesus Christ, breathe a breath of fresh air and just relax. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're bringing someone through a situation right now. You're answering that prayer right now. Thank you, Jesus. A breath of fresh air. You're now being renewed. Picture Jesus Christ in that situation. God is good. God is healing you. God is delivering you. God is setting you free. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is a marvelous way to pray for other people. Instead of dwelling upon their problems and their failures, behold the Christ at work in them. Behold the Christ at work in them and their problems. A retired businessman found himself in a deep state of depression. His wife had passed on, leaving him lonely, as well as sick in the mind and the body. He had a small house in Florida and a grove of mango trees, which were his only means of livelihood. In his depression, he had let them deteriorate, so he was suffering from financial problems too. Feeling he could no longer go on, one day he went out to the end of the pier and jumped in the bay, expecting to end it all. But God, but instead of being the end, this experience opened the way to a wonderful new beginning. This man was rescued by an early morning swimmer. An early morning swimmer. You all got that? Early in the morning, get up and pray. Seek the Lord early in the morning. This man was rescued by an early morning swimmer who then went on to breathe new life and hope into him. Are you breathing new life and hope into someone this morning as you pray, as you picture Jesus Christ in that situation, in that person's life? Are you breathing new life into someone this morning? The neighbor fixed up this depressed man's house and ran down the grove, teaching him how to love, praise, and bless his house, his fruit, his health, and his life. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Jesus. Later, when the man was leading a prosperous, healthy, contented life again, he explained, "My neighbor is responsible for all this because he knew how to behold the Christ in me. And when I was at my lowest point, and by seeing the Christ in me, he wrought a miracle." Are you praying for a miracle for someone this morning? Don't be selfish with your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is receiving a miracle this morning, and we thank God for that. You may expect and look for wonderful things to happen whenever you behold Jesus Christ at work in a situation or a person. Don't be selfish with your prayers. Call someone up today and say, "Would you like for me to pray with you?" Pray with someone today. The Word of God says pray without ceasing. A 1-minute prayer, a 2-minute prayer. Lift someone's spirits up and let them know, "I see the Christ in you. Jesus Christ is working a miracle in your life. Jesus Christ is healing you right now. By his stripes, you are healed." You may even expect the impossible. What that young man, that young woman, that senior citizen, that person behind prison bars, that person that's laying in a sick bed in a nursing home, that person that may be all alone. They may have tons and tons of people around them, but they still feel all alone. Bless someone this morning with the prayers. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. My sisters and my brothers, what that person may see as impossible, but we know the Word of God says with God, all things are possible to those who believe. I like to take little pictures of Jesus Christ with me and place them around the picture of anyone else for whom I am praying. I like to write out my situation that I am concerned about, then around the written words describing that situation, and paste pictures of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Working it out. Not me. I know you all have vision boards. That's okay. But think about placing pictures of Jesus Christ on your vision board. And those of you that are artists, you could draw your picture of Jesus Christ on your vision board. Thank you, Jesus. This helps you literally to behold the Christ in people. The Christ in people and the situation that you're praying about or you're concerned about. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, it works. Thank you, Jesus. We know we worship God in spirit and in truth, and we thank God for that. Picture Jesus in that situation. When anyone gives you a hard time, take the picture of Jesus or his name and place it on a sheet of paper in your Bible around a name or picture. Place pictures of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You will be amazed at the results that come. Sometimes slowly, but at other times quickly. Waiting on the Lord. What are you waiting for? I'm waiting on the Lord. And while I'm waiting, I'm being of good courage. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. See Jesus in every situation. See Jesus in every person. See Jesus. And you're saying, "Oh no, I don't see no Jesus in that person. Oh no, she's a devil. She's a real hellraiser." You see Jesus in that person. He created that person. He didn't create that spirit, but he created that person. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Picture Jesus in that situation. Behold the Christ in yourself. Watch out. Behold the Christ in yourself. And we will speak on that tomorrow. This is your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart, with you this morning. Power Hour of Prayer. Picture Jesus in every situation. Behold the Christ in others. Call on Jesus Christ. He's there with you. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. And we thank God right now for his healing power, for what he's doing in your life and the lives of others all around the world. Amen. You may feel like you're alone this morning, but you're not. He's with you. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Thank you, Jesus. You have his permission. You have his permission. Thank you, Father. We come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together as men and women of God, praying and seeking you, the Almighty Living God. We see you, Jesus, in every situation in our lives right now. We see you in our homes, on our jobs, as we walk the streets, as we travel on our jobs, as we go to schools, as our children go to school. We see you with our children, walking with them every step of the way. We see you, Father God, in the universities, Father God. We see you right now in the hospitals. We see Jesus Christ, thank you, Holy Spirit, with our children, our loved ones, Father God, right now. We pray for our President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. His wife, Jill Biden, touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch the family in its entirety. Put a hedge of protection all around them, Father God. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. We pray, Father God, for our vice president, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Kamala Harris. We are praying for you and for your spouse. We're praying, Father God, that you will protect our world leaders, Father God, our kings and our queens, our ambassadors, Father God, that you'll just touch their minds and penetrate their minds right now. We see Jesus Christ in each and every one of them. Touch their minds. They have a mind on you. And if they will want to please you, not people, please the Almighty Living God. Touch our world leaders, our kings, our queens, our ambassadors, our Pope. Penetrate their hearts and their minds that they will do right by you. Our pastors of our churches, our archbishops, our bishops, our hallelujah, glory be to God. Every apostle, chief apostle. We thank you, Father God, for the fivefold ministry. Our prophets, Father God. We thank you right now for being with them, guiding them, and leading them. All of our leaders, Father God, we lift up our leaders all over the United States of America. You said in the latter days you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing, and we are being obedient to the word of God. We pray for, Father God, our elected officials, Father God, that they will do right by you. Not be selfish, Father God, with their laws and their desires. We are praying, Father God, they'll call upon you and do right by your people. And in the midst of all the decisions they may make, we know, Father, you're with us. No matter what decisions they make, you're with the people of God. You will guide us and lead us and direct us. We thank you right now, Father God, for decisions that are being made according to the will of God. We thank you, Father God, for your healing hand of mercy, for blessing those that have called upon you for prayer. We thank you for deliverance right now. Someone's being delivered from drug addiction, lying, stealing, backbiting, whoremongering. We thank you right now for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for miracles that are being worked, Father God, on behalf of all prayer warriors, Father God. You know who they are. We thank you, Father God, for Jill Green and Dr. Ronald Green in Miami, Florida. We thank you right now, Father God, for Dr. Hickman, Pastor and Tammy Caesar, Father God, working together, Father God, as aunt and niece in North Carolina. We thank you, glory be to God, for Baltimore, Maryland, Father God, being healed, and cities that are being healed in the name of Jesus. Deliver that individual from mental illness right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for healing minds. You're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. We thank you for fixing that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Blessing, Father God, fall upon your people. We are praying for Laurie right now, Father God. We're lifting up, Father God, Kobe, Father God, Brandon. We're lifting up, glory be to God, Mother Annie Green. All of our seniors for Mother's Day, we're praying for you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing them right now as they celebrate. And those who have lost their moms, Father God, they're going on to be in the land of the with you, Father God. Yes, the land of the living with you. We pray for them that they will be blessed and bless someone else that's still in the land of the living. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise and the honor on this day. This is your miracle working day. In Jesus Christ, we pray. This is your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Praise be to God. Receive your miracle on this day. Receive your miracle. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing on this day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you real good.